building the home gym. Having a gym in your home eliminates all kinds of excuses. There is nothing more convenient than having your gym co-located with your domicile. I have had a garage gym since I've had a garage. But garage gyms don't need to be in a garage. They can go anywhere. Basements, spare bedrooms, offices, backyards, front yards, patios, carports, anywhere. And just like anything else in life, you do what you can with what you've got. Once you have carved out some space, it is time to start getting equipment in place. Start with a pull-up bar. You can mount one just about anywhere, and once you have a pull-up bar, you can work your whole body with all the varieties of pull-ups, push-ups, gut work, and squats. Another useful and relatively cheap piece of equipment is gymnastic rings. They can also be mounted just about anywhere and allow a great number of exercises, including ring dips, ring pull-ups, ring push-ups, L-sits, all kinds of various holds, and countless variants of each of those. Next up is a squat rack, which should include a pull-up bar and some kind of dip bar attachment. With the squat rack, a barbell and weights are needed. Rubber bumper plates allow for dynamic lifts, like the clean and jerk and the snatch. That's it. That's all you need. The basic setup should go a long way in achieving exceptional fitness. Beyond that, there are countless implements to include in your arsenal when time and budget allow. Kettlebells are probably the next addition, then a rowing machine and or an air bike. A glute ham developer is another piece of equipment that is definitely nice to have at home. Medicine balls, plyometric boxes, bands, chains, club bells, sledgehammers are also fun to use. But while all those pieces of equipment are nice to have and can add some variety to training, none of them are really necessary. And although I have all those in my gym, I still most consistently use the basic equipment: pull-up bar, dip bars, rings, squat rack, and barbell with bumper plates.